Yeah, they call them sacks.
Yeah, call them sack paper bags.
Uh-huh. Did you ever call it a poke or something like that?
Yeah.
Croaker sack? Or
Do that again.
I know, because my mama, you know, calls them that. I sort of wondered.
Yeah, your mother, I guess.
She's from Middle Georgia, and she moved up to Dalton when she was little. So I just, you know.
You raised her on a farm.
She knows a good bit about it. I don't know anything. did you ever use words like poke or anything to measure something? When you're measuring something out?
Measure it, peck bushel and half bushel. Mm-hmm. Measures, they had the, then they got a wood.
Yes, ma'am.
And then had.
Well, when you ground up the corn and everything at the mill, you just ground it up one time around, did you ever call that anything? A certain amount of corn that was ground up?
Make meal.
Uh-huh, did you ever call it like a turn of corn or a turn of meal?
Well, when we carry corn to meal, we took a turn of corn to meal.
Uh-huh. How much was that about?
Oh, it's different, whatever we could carry.
Uh-huh, just as much as you could carry.
Yeah.
I see.
I walked down here to this mill many a time and told the half bushel of meal corn down there and have it ground and bring it back.
When you're carrying wood, how much could you carry?
Wood.
Uh-huh. When you're carrying logs and stuff, how much could you carry? What would you call that?
Armful.
Uh-huh. Is it a load of wood or something? Was there any special, did you use that as sort of a measure ever?
No, we never measured our wood.
If we wanted
to pick up one stick, we were
to pick up some yarn and go.
Uh-huh, I see.
Yeah.
And let me see. When did you get electricity in?
Not been so very long now. When was it? 1948?
About 15 or 20 years ago.
We didn't get it here like we built this house in 1948. And got built. We didn't get it for several years after.
About a year after we built the house, we put electricity in.
About 1950, that's when we got electricity in here.
I see. And then, let me see. What did you have lamps before, I guess?
Yes, oil lamps.
Now you have what?
We got electricity.
Light bulbs.
Light bulbs, electricity.
And let me see.
Use oil lamps back now, use oil lamps and lanterns.
Uh-huh. How did you light them? How did you
take
a
match?
I think I have, but of course.
They're
in the kitchen there.
I know it. Did you pour oil into them? Had a rabbit and a wick?
Yeah. You bring it in here. We got one bad light the other night. Electricity went off.
Oh, really? Oh, I'll bet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you do? Do you keep a spare supply of stuff, you know, around here in case any of the lights burn out?
Yeah, that's what we keep it for. Uh-huh. If the lights go out, we light that.
I see.
Yeah.
And what do you have when you carry clothes around? Did you ever have any container to carry clothes in?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're carrying clothes, did you ever have anything? Oh, is that a lamp? Oh, that's
a lamp. See,
you got to build this stuff too.
Got a wick ready. Get your match up and light it first.
That's beautiful. Did you have to clean the chimney a lot?
Yeah, you had to clean it every time you leave.
What? Did you get stuff all over it?
Smoke. Let's see how it burns. I ain't kept it cleaned up so much since we don't use it much. Uh-oh.